WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News.
Verizon strike, BU lawsuit. I'm Elliot Francis. Nearly 40,000 Verizon phone workers on the East Coast are set to walk off the job this morning. Michael Toscano reports.
Picket lines are expected to be set up and rallies held at Verizon facilities in Connecticut, Delaware, New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. With 39,000 landline and cable operators off the job, the effect on landline phone service, cable TV, and internet service is uncertain, although Verizon said it has been training non-union employees to fill in as contract talks dragged on for months. The unions say Verizon wants to freeze pensions, make layoffs easier, and rely more on contract workers. The company says that's untrue, that the main issue is rising health care costs for employees. Michael Toscano, Washington.
A music teacher at Boston University is being sued by two students for sexual harassment. Marie Curie and Aaron Shire are suing Professor Eric Rusk. They're also suing the school's trustees. I'm Elliot Francis. Police are trying to piece together the series of events that led to former NFL star Will Smith being shot to death late Saturday night. And there's new footage taken just after the shooting. More from correspondent Martin Savage.
Newly released video captured moments after the shooting death of former Saints defensive end Will Smith reveals the shock of eyewitnesses and the sounds of anguish from his wife pleading for help. In the video, you also see the suspect, Cardell Hayes, and the passenger in his car being handcuffed by police. An eyewitness describes the deadly altercation after Hayes' rear-ended Smith approaching a New Orleans intersection. The witness says the former NFL star claimed he also had a gun.
Bill Cosby's wife has been ordered to resume her deposition in a civil defamation lawsuit against her husband. A federal judge ruled that Camille Cosby must sit for another day of questioning from lawyers for the plaintiffs. Mrs. Cosby wanted to terminate the proceedings. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Metro leaders are headed to Capitol Hill today to face questions from a congressional subcommittee looking into last month's one-day system shutdown.
If it all goes well, says Congressman Jerry Connolly, this will be a wake-up call for both Metro and Congress.
I hope Congress will understand it has an obligation to be part of the solution, not just a sideline critic.
Being a part of that solution, Connolly says, may require paying up.
The federal government is the only member of the Metro Compact that does not provide operating subsidies. And I think, frankly, the federal government in that sense is getting a free ride. We've got to look at that seriously.
Says the feds are the biggest beneficiary of Metro, but
I think that will be a very difficult pill for a lot of my colleagues to swallow because they don't want to pay for anything.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The National Park Service is about to miss a critical deadline to apply for funding to repair Memorial Bridge. Members of the Virginia and D.C. congressional delegations have written to the Park Service director, pushing him to get that application in by tomorrow night's deadline. Engineers have said Memorial Bridge is in urgent need of repairs. With the Maryland primary now less than 2 weeks away, the presidential candidates are starting to pay attention.
Donald Trump is among those in the process of opening up campaign offices across Maryland. John Kasich will rally in Howard County this afternoon, all ahead of early voting, which starts tomorrow. Joe Cluster is the executive director of the state's GOP.
It's nice to see Maryland being a state worth fighting for. It's nice to see candidates spending money in Maryland.
Cluster says he expects Republican voters to turn out in a big way, especially in Montgomery, Anne Arundel, and Baltimore counties, where roughly a fifth of the state's Republicans live. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,721, the NASDAQ at 48,72. Sports, the Nats and O's remain red hot. The Nationals beat the Braves again, the O's pound the Red Sox. The Wizards close out their season tonight at home against Atlanta, and Redskins running back Silas Red suspended indefinitely by the NFL for substance abuse. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring only to find out it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. That's huge savings. thanks just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Rooter.
Your life and your money belong to you until they become your legacy. Don't waste your life's work by failing to plan for the financial future of your loved ones. Price Benowitz helps provide peace of mind by offering legacy services like estate planning, wills, and trusts. When considering your legacy, consider the lawyers at Price Benowitz. Make sure your life's work ends up in the hands of the people you love. Visit pbwills.com or call for a free consultation. 202-LAWYER-5. 202-LAWYER-5.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 right now. Easy trip between Frederick and the Capitol Beltway each direction. Also, if you're coming south, Maryland on 2995, Baltimore, Washington Parkway, a good ride to the Capitol Beltway. Beltway incident free topside through Greenbelt, Wilson Bridge, and in fact, the entire Beltway, Virginia, through Tyson's as well, without any incidents. And great time to do the trip in from the west without any trouble. 66 coming through Gainesville to the Beltway and through Falls Church. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty good shot now to sunshine over the next couple of days. Getting warmer back to where we should be, which is mid-60s by tomorrow. Sunny today near 60. Tonight clear 42. Sun comes back tomorrow. Let's just make it 65. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 41 in Chantilly, 39 in Hyattsville, 45 degrees in Washington. As his family takes center stage in a televised town hall, Donald Trump says the GOP rules are stacked against him. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
It's 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Good morning to you. Time to get up and get started. It's 6:05 this morning. We're going to be joined by Seb Gorka, a terrorism analyst. At 7:05, it looks like Verizon's going on strike this morning. We'll talk to Trey Kovacs of CEI, Competitive Enterprise Institute, about that. 7:35, it's KT McFarland. And then at 8:35, Virginia Delegate Richard Anderson on a move to say, listen, let's not name things after people until they die. We'll talk about that at 8:05. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Well, there goes the Brian and Larry West stop off Route 66. Yeah. I was hoping for that. Until we die.
Yeah.
And then who cares?
Out of spite, I think they're going to name the Silver Spring Transit Center after us someday.
Well, that I would be proud of. All right, let's talk about this Wender? The gender wage gap, as we kept hearing about all day yesterday. Yesterday was this gender pay equality day, and it's supposed to make you feel guilty about being a man if you're a man, and if you're a woman, it's supposed to make you very outraged about this fact, and I'm using my fingers in quotation marks, as Chris Plant often does.
Yeah,
yes, this fact.
That means that you're mocking this as a fact.
That women are paid less than men, and of course that's because of sexual discrimination. You heard the media repeat this lie. You heard the president repeating the lie. You heard Hillary Clinton repeating the lie. I mean, here he is. Here's President Obama yesterday.
Today, the typical woman who works full-time earns 79 cents for every dollar that a typical man makes.
Yeah, okay, fine. Well, listen, there is a statistical analysis that suggests that that is true, although actually the number, my understanding is closer to 83 to 85 cents. But let's just take him for what it's worth. Let's say that women who work full-time are paid 79 cents to the dollar for men who work full-time. Why do you think that is? Do you think it's sexism, or do you think maybe, just maybe, women make different life choices when it comes to their careers? 888-630-9625. What reasons do you have for the so-called wage gap? 888-630-WMAL. Get ready to have these conversations and get ready to gently push back against these ideas that you're going to hear uncontested in the media and uncontested from the liberal who sits by your water cooler at your office and starts spouting them all, because this is how Hillary Clinton's going to try to win the presidency this November. Make no doubt about it. It's all going to be about sexism. I mean, listen, Hillary Clinton.
People will say, oh, there she goes. She's playing the gender card. And what I say to that is, if talking about equal pay and paid leave and more opportunities for women and girls is playing the gender card, then deal me in.
Yeah, I'll deal you in, Hillary Clinton. Did you get paid less than John Kerry when you were Secretary of State? No. If you become president, will you get paid less than Barack Obama? No. That's the exact same job with the exact same demands. However, you know, generally speaking, men choose careers that pay more. Men choose careers that are more dangerous, like logging and aircraft pilots and being a roofer or being a steel worker or being a truck driver. Women don't choose those jobs. If they did, they would get paid at the same level. And see, because more men do jobs that are more dangerous and more undesirable, well, then statistically, they show that they're making more money, but it's not for the same work. Meanwhile, right. Women, when they go to college, they'll get a psychology degree. They'll get an education degree. They'll get a liberal arts degree, where men generally are more inclined to get the things in the STEM fields, which, again, end up paying more. These are life choices. This is not sexism. But you got to be ready and have the facts at your disposal to fight against this, because this is how they're going to try to put Hillary Clinton in the White House. What do you think? What's at the basis of the wage gap? 888-630-WMAL.
I'll give you one more, and I think it is often the case that women will choose jobs that do not require them to, say, for example, work a lot of overtime. And they do that. Why? Because they want to be there for their families. It's a choice they make. And I think that that's part of it. By the way, Hillary Clinton needs to shut up about this. She doesn't have any room to stand or a leg to stand on in this particular case, because there's been an analysis done of the people who work for her on the campaign, right? Women on her campaign make 88 cents for every dollar made by a man employee.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's got to be sexism.
Well, I guess that's it. I mean, it's the only thing that explains it, right? And Hillary, you know, you need to get your own house in order then. Why aren't you paying the women the same you're paying the men, right? Okay, here's another one. The Clinton Foundation. The gap between men and women is 38%. Men are paid 38% more than women are at the Clinton Foundation.
Huh.
Now, I wonder why that is.
Oh, actually, Hillary addressed that.
The last time I checked, there's no discount for being a woman. Groceries don't cost us less. Rent doesn't cost us less. So why should we be paid less?
Oh, I guess actually she dodged the question there, if that's really what she was addressing. Maybe she was making her case to Bill about why she and
maybe
other women
at the
Maybe
that's it. Maybe she needs to have a little talk with hubby about how he's paying the women over at the Clinton Foundation, which, by the way, is a family foundation, right?
The typical woman working full-time in 2014 was paid 79% of what men were paid.
There you go. And this is what they continue to hammer home.
And don't get me wrong, as a man who has a daughter, if my daughter goes out and becomes, let's say, an architect, as she has discussed, and she's working in a firm, and two people come into the firm at the same time, my daughter and a guy, and they both have equal education, and they both have equal experience, and they're starting out. And if my daughter is not paid the same amount as that young man, there's something wrong about that.
Well,
I would say there's something wrong about that.
And the fact is, statistically, she probably will be. In fact, if you look at these numbers, if women who enter the workforce and from the ages of 23 to 34, they are generally paid the same as men. It's somewhere like 95 cents to the dollar, something like that. And again, the difference accounts for women who have to leave work because of family obligations or whichever, which they are more inclined to do. It's when they get older that things change, and that's because those other lifestyle choices start to come into play.
Right.
By the way, let's get to some of your... I've got more.
You've
got a lot more stats.
Really?
I've got a lot more explanations, but I want to get you in here. Let's get Joni in here in Bethesda, since she is one of the downtrodden and put upon women in our society.
Hey, Joni.
Good morning.
I'm so sorry for your situation.
Yes, we apologize for being men, Joni.
Good morning, guys. I think, I know for myself, I've got four kids, and I dropped in and out of the workforce because of my kids. I mean, I always tried to keep a hand in things, but for sure, I don't expect that I'm going to be at the same pace, because, you know, I took time off.
Right, and you account that you take that into account for any kind of wage gap that you might have. It's solely based on the fact that you said, okay, well, listen, I want to be home with my kids for a while, and then I'll come back into the workforce later.
Well, exactly. I mean, I'm getting up to speed now, because now the kids are older, people going off to college. But, yeah, it's taken me a while, and I expect it to be that way, because it took 5 years here or 3 years there.
Right. Excellent. Joni, thank you. So, do you mind me asking what your profession is?
I'm a writer. I write for corporations.
Oh, good for you. Excellent. Thanks, Joni. I appreciate you calling. See, she's got four kids. She works professionally. She's up at 5:15 in the morning.
Yep.
That's what she has
That's
to do.
That's what she's doing.
All right, Kelly in Berryville wants to tell her story. Stay there, Kelly. We'll get to you in a moment. And we want to take more calls as well. Why do you think there is a wage gap? Is it sexism or is it because of lifestyle choices? Then guess what? Breaking news, men are different than women. They make different choices based on different priorities. We will continue this discussion. We've got more stats for you, too, about this. So you are well-armed when you have that fight with your liberal progressive friend at the office. Or even worse, the brother-in-law at the dinner table every Sunday. 888-630-9625.
It is now 5:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, an easy ride right now. Virginia 95 pushing through Stafford, Dale City. If you're continuing up through to the Beltway or up to the 14th Street Bridge, I have nothing reported there. And I'm looking at the cameras. A nice, easy, quick ride, too. On the 66 Greenway Toll Road out of Leesburg, Route 7, give you a thumbs up there. 270, little bit of volume just as you pass the Monocacy southbound before you get to Route 80 Urbana, briefly at 109. That's pretty normal there. Top side of the Beltway, we're rolling along through College Park, Silver Spring, Bethesda. In fact, the entire Beltway reported right now without any troubles. U.S. Park Police also tell me good on their front. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, George Washington Parkway, and now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hey, listen, I've got some great news for you. I mean, if you haven't washed your car in a while, you can go ahead and do that because there's no rain in the forecast for the foreseeable future. Let's start today, 59, sunny. Tonight, 42. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and 65. On Friday, also in the mid-60s. Saturday, mid-60s. You ready for this? Sunday in the low 70s. Oh, wait, there's more. Yes, there's more. Monday, mostly sunny, highs in the low 80s.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, I think we can say that the back of winter is finally...
Oh, you said that in February.
Yeah. Currently in the nation's capital, 46 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Attention DD Perks members. Get a medium iced coffee for 99 cents when you pay with an enrolled DD card. Use the Dunkin' Donuts mobile app or ddperks.com to join and for reward program terms and conditions plus applicable taxes. Participation may vary, limited time offer.
Our equal pay for equal work should be a fundamental principle of our economy. It's the idea that whether you're a high school teacher, a business executive, or a professional soccer player, or tennis player, your work should be equally valued and rewarded.
Oh, I hate to have to lecture this man about the free market and supply and demand. First of all, teachers do get paid the same. That's in their union contract, as far as I know. Boy, if you're a woman teacher and you're getting paid less than a male teacher doing the same job, I would love to hear from you about that because your union is letting you down. Let's talk about the soccer team. You hear this raised a lot. You know, if the women's soccer team won the World Cup, their bonus is $75,000. But if the men's soccer team wins the World Cup, their bonus is like $350,000. Can you think why that might be?
Because I would imagine more people follow men's than women's.
Yeah, and if more people follow men's soccer, that means...
They have greater ticket sales.
Uh-huh.
They make more money.
And more sponsorship.
That's right.
More attention. So more revenue to the company that is paying the athletes. And then if they've got more revenue... Yeah, exactly. But they raise this as an example of, see, this is sexism. That's not sexism. I mean, maybe... I guess you can say it's sexism that there are more fans who are interested in watching men play soccer than women play soccer. Mm-hmm. I guess you can say that. But guess what? We just had the Women's World Cup. Yes, the USA team won. It was fantastic. Our cities didn't shut down to watch it on giant screens
like
at DuPont Circle like it did for men's soccer. I'm sorry. That's just the case. It's like saying that the NBA discriminates because they pay LeBron James more than the top star of the WNBA, whose name, of course, I can't come up with because guess what? Women's basketball isn't as popular and, frankly, isn't as good as men's basketball.
Yeah, I think that's I think that's a fair assessment.
Kelly in Berryville, however, is in one of those professions that is not market-driven. Kelly, you're on WMAL. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Kelly. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I can only speak for the profession that I'm in, which is law enforcement. And I make the same money as my male counterparts, and I made choices within the department as to what section to be in. Homicide, someone in homicide and someone in, say, auto or juvenile, we make the same exact money. But homicide gets called out 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're going to make more money than me because they're on call all the time and they chose that, I specifically chose not to do that so that I could be there for my family and have regular hours and sleep. I also chose not to rise up the ranks supervisory. Those officers, male and female, rise in the ranks just the same and make the same amount of money depending on their rank. So, like you said, picking logging or airline pilots, yes, it's apples and oranges.
Right.
I just don't see that there's any difference whatsoever, and I think it's a bunch of hooey.
Kelly, thank you so much
a
for that.
A bunch of hooey.
A hooey.
I haven't heard that. Thank you, Kelly, and thank you for what you do.
And for sure. And also, you even explained it further, because it's not just, you know, the profession you choose, because obviously you paid a dangerous and vital profession like law enforcement, but then within that profession, what you choose to specialize in then informs what you're going to get paid based on the demands on
Absolutely.
You.
She made choices that were important to her family.
It's a great point, Kelly. Thank you for that. Yeah. Also, here's another one for you. If you're an unmarried woman and you've never had children,
right,
you actually earn more.
What?
On average.
You're kidding me.
Than unmarried men in the same situation. Yeah. That's a stat you don't hear about very much. Unmarried women who have never had children, who don't have a family, who don't have, again, the reasons why most women end up not working, you know, the same level of hours and the same level of overtime and all of those things as a man would, because they choose, for whatever family reasons they and their partner have worked out, they end up going home or staying home because they're children. If you're unmarried, you don't have those obligations.
Wow.
You're actually going to make more money on average than a man in the same situation. It's not actually as cut and dry. Matt and Sterling, one more call here. You're on WMAL.
Hey, Matt. Good morning.
Morning. How you doing?
Good. Yeah.
I've been in the automotive field for about 15 years now, and I know every job interview I've had, I've always negotiated my pay. So maybe women just don't push the button and say, hey, you know, this is what I want to get paid, or, you know.
Well, that is actually, Matt, you bring up a great point. This is another explanatory factor here on this so-called wage gap. Generally speaking, for whatever reason, women do not negotiate for pay as much as men do.
Hmm.
When men are offered a job, or when men have been in a job for a while and the boss says, you know, this is what you're going to get paid, men are more likely to say, hey, I expect more, I want more.
Men are more assertive in that way.
Women don't do that. Is that sexism? It may be, but it's not coming from boss man.
No.
It may be inherent in some way, societally ingrained in women.
Explains, you know, the differences between the sexes.
All right. But I want to reemphasize, this is part of the narrative to put Hillary Clinton in the White House. Don't believe me? I will tell you what President Obama said yesterday as he was dedicating a brand new monument here in Washington, D.C., specifically for this cause. And it's all about Hillary.
It's 5:23.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
You know me, I'm all about saving you the almighty dollar. I think about it all the time. I want to help you out here. So I ask you a question. How much are you paying right now for your home security service? If you're paying $30, $40, $50 a month, stop. Don't do that anymore. Call Ackerman. Switch your service for free and start saving today. Best of all, when you switch in April, you get the 3 months of monitoring absolutely free. So let me just go over this. You call and you say, I want to switch. It doesn't cost you anything to switch over. Immediately, you start saving money because you're going to pay less. And for the first 3 months, you're not going to pay anything. How can you not do this? By the way, you'll get reliability and expertise of over 40 years experience. Security is all they do. They do it better than anyone else. They're the only company with a seconds counts guaranteed response time. And you'll get burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide monitoring for just $19.95 a month. They've got things that you can add for a few dollars more. You can get the bells and whistles. You can turn on your alarm remotely. You can see what's going on in your home when you're not there by looking at your smartphone. But listen, start your savings today and get up to 3 months monitoring absolutely free. Here's the number, 888-999-1070. Or learn more at AckermanSecurity.com.
Cancer is the most formidable of foes, made of renegade genes that mutate to stay alive. But what if there were an entire community of leading international cancer specialists? A cancer dream team that can use a patient's own DNA to treat her cancer. At Inova, it's no dream. We've recruited some of the foremost cancer specialists in the country. Find a cancer doctor at inova.org/cancer. Inova, join the future of health.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
It is 525 on WMAL. Time now for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, a great trip right now. We're on the entire Beltway, Maryland, Virginia. And boy, if the entire rush hour could be like this, we'd be loving it. Heading in through town, if you're coming, say, off of 50 out of Annapolis and Bowie, good. Then inside the Beltway through Chevrolet, thumbs up. No problems down to DC 295. Or if you're heading on to New York Avenue, Baltimore, Washington Parkway, the same story. A little bit of volume on 270 as a lot of our commuters make that trip coming through Frederick and down past the Monocacy toward Urbana again at 109, so we are starting to see some of the volume there, and a brief delay too out of Dale City into Woodbridge, but that's about it. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty good shot now to sunshine over the next couple of days, getting warmer back to where we should be, which is mid-60s by tomorrow. Sunny today near 60, tonight clear 42, sun comes back tomorrow, let's just make it 65. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 45 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Miss Utility.
Remember to call Miss Utility before you dig. Every dig. 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Miss Utility. It's the law.
Talking about this gender pay gap that was the big, big talking point all day yesterday. And I'm telling you, this is all about putting Hillary Clinton in the White House. President Obama here in Washington, D.C., was dedicating a brand new monument specifically for equal pay? I believe it's for women's equality. And here's what he had to say.
Women fought for equality. It was not just given to them. I want them to come here and be astonished that there was ever a time when women could not vote. I want them to be astonished that there was ever a time when women earned less than men for doing the same work. I want them to be astonished that there was ever a time when women were vastly outnumbered in the boardroom or in Congress. But there was ever a time when a woman had never sat in the Oval Office. Now, I don't know how long it'll take to get there. But I know we're getting closer to that day.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. And again, that was at the Women's Equality National Monument, the Belmont Paul Women's Equality National Monument here in the nation's capital, the dedication. And there you go. It's all about Hillary Clinton. Real fast, David and Warrington, you're on WMAL.
Hi. Morning, gentlemen. Hey. This is the typical where Republicans lose arguments because they fail to respond properly. The question is not equal pay, because there is equal pay. It's just that the women in some professions won't compete, like a soccer player. If we want to be equal, then they have to play against the men. Then they will receive the same pay. This is a load of crap, and it's time the Republicans have enough brain power to be able to argue the facts.
Thanks, David. Well, I'm not holding out any hope that Republicans have brain power to argue any facts, but I'm more concerned about you as a human being and as a citizen of our community that you have the facts at your disposal and you're able to do it. That's why we do what we do.
That's right. It is now 529 on WMAL.
Is Republican Ami Hober the best person to help us in Congress? Just ask the Pentagon. When they have a problem, Ami Hober is one person they turn to reduce chemical weapons and clean up anthrax overseas, or protect our troops here at home. That means Ami Hober's a good choice for our tough problems. To fight terrorism and fix border security, to reduce the deficit and bring jobs here. Ami Hober is a successful small business owner who manages big budgets and solves complex problems. Here is Ami's agenda for growing jobs. Help Maryland businesses get more federal contracts. Promote new ways to extract natural gas that makes sense for the district. Get more workers into high-tech jobs, especially those who have been laid off from Volvo. Ami Hober is ready to help with our toughest problems. In the April 26th Republican primary, Ami Hober for Congress. Maryland, USA, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. MarylandUSAPAC.com.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from McCarthy. You could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Coming up in just a moment, how much is your dog worth? I mean, is it worth more than you paid for it because it's a member of the family? Courts are trying to decide this right now. I'll give you the details coming up. It is now 5:30 in the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Thousands of Verizon workers are going on strike in about half an hour. They hope the walkout will persuade the company to make a better contract offer. The strike is said to be one of the largest in Verizon's history. Trump family values were on display last night at a CNN town hall.
Trump's wife, Melania, and children, Ivanka, Eric, Donald Jr., and Tiffany, shared the spotlight with their famous father.
He's got a great sense of humor. He's been the greatest father in the world.
I've grown up seeing him as such a mentor. His hard work ethic is truly inspiring.
Ivanka and Eric explained they can't vote for their dad in the New York primary. They never registered.
We didn't realize how the whole system worked.
But they say they will cast a ballot come November for their dad if he is the nominee.
Assuming I win, I will be very, very, the country will be very proud of me, and we will make America great again.
I'm Mary Maloney reporting.
Metro officials will come before a congressional panel today as lawmakers look into last month's one-day shutdown of the system for emergency safety inspection. Northern Virginia Congressman Jerry Connolly says the hearing should remind Congress of its role in keeping Metro in top shape.
We have a unique relationship between the federal government and Metro, and that implies an obligation for oversight, but it also implies to me an obligation to help defray the costs of operating the system.
General Manager Paul Wiedefeld and Board Chair Jack Evans will be appearing at today's hearing. The Prince George's County Council has voted to ban fracking, becoming the first local jurisdiction in Maryland to do so. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,721, the NASDAQ at 4,872. Sports, the Nats hand the Braves their seventh straight loss. The Orioles get their seventh straight win. The NFL suspends Redskins running back Silas Red indefinitely for violating the substance abuse policy. And the Wizards wrap up their season at home tonight against Atlanta. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You know, spring is here, the perfect time to freshen up your dating life. You could start with a little spring cleaning and get rid of that online dating app that has you endlessly swiping and swiping. And if you ever do get a date, you really have no idea what you're walking into. Am I right? Brian Wilson here to tell you about a better way. It's Just Lunch is a tried and true blueprint for dating success that's been getting great results for 24 years. Here's how it works. You'll meet with your match. Mine was named Kim. She was awesome. She'll get to know you and find out exactly what you're looking for in a dating partner. Then she'll hand select quality matches from the It's Just Lunch exclusive membership base. She'll pre-screen those matches. She'll handle the logistics, book the reservations. All you do is show up and be your charming self. I can tell you firsthand, you'll meet some great people and you'll go on some quality dates. Busy people talk about how little time they have. Productive people make time for what's important. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-4 664-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today. Start dating tomorrow.
Weed, weed, weed your lawn. Weeding is a chore. Wearily, 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 weeding, what a bore. Weed, weed, weed your lawn. Weeding is a chore.
Break the cycle with Bayer Advanced season-long weed control for lawns. It kills and prevents lawn weeds for up to 6 months with just one application, making it the only lawn weed killer that kills the weeds you see and prevents the weeds you don't for up to 6 months. Bayer Advanced season-long weed control. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions. Learn more at BayerAdvanced.com.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Larry O'Connor here, and there's no doubt you'd like to get it done as quickly as possible, but you also want to make sure you sell at the highest price. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to work with experts who are known for selling homes faster, but not just faster, they also sell for the highest price? Here's what you do. Call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. The Reynolds Team is one of the top real estate teams in the D.C. metro area, according to the Wall Street Journal. The Reynolds Team is family-owned. They've been selling homes in the D.C. area for almost 30 years. 30 years and they get results. Debbie and Sarah are so confident your home will sell, they'll guarantee it in writing. If your home doesn't sell, they will buy it for a price you agree to. Fact is, now you have a team that sells homes faster and for more money. Call the only ones I would trust to sell my home. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. One more time, 844-344-SOLD or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270, a little bit of volume here. The stop and go out of Frederick and pushing past 109. Beyond, great trip still as you head through Gaithersburg, Rockville, down through to the Capitol Beltway. Each direction in Laurel, the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Good. Inside the Beltway without any troubles. Heading through College Park, that looks good on Route 1. Around the Beltway through Maryland and Virginia. Currently with lane reported open. 66, and here we come on an easy start here on our Wednesday morning commute out of Gainesville and up through to the Beltway, Dale City to Woodbridge, 95, a little bit of that stop and go. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty good run here this morning. Sky's clear, roads dry, more the same this afternoon as the sunshine sticks around with a little breeze around. 60 tonight, clear. Down near 42, sunshine seasonably mild tomorrow, 65. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 41 in Centerville, 47 in La Plata, 45 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
It's 536 here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. You're starting your day with Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Appreciate that, too. 605, Seb Gorka, terrorism analyst, gives us his breakdown on a new poll that shows 20% of Arab men would be willing to join ISIS. It's 7:05. Trey Kovacs, Competitive Enterprise Institute, talk about this looming Verizon strike that's due to begin in less than half an hour. At 7:35, KT McFarland, National Security Analyst, joins us. And at 8:05, Virginia Delegate Richard Anderson says, can we please stop naming things in the Commonwealth of Virginia after living people? That's an interesting thought. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wills.
How much is that dog in the window? The one with the waggly tail.
You know, that's a question. How much is a dog worth, really? When it really comes down to it, I mean, let's talk about it. I mean, if you have a dog in your family, you consider, many people do, that to be a part of your family. It's a member of the family. I want to tell you the story about a case going on down in Atlanta involving an 8-year-old dachshund named Lola. The family takes the dachshund down to the kennel because they're going on a trip, right? And they give instructions. Here's the dog's medication. Make sure the dog is medicated properly and according to our specifications. And apparently it now appears that the kennel over-medicated the dog. The dog's kidneys failed as a result of that, and eventually the dog died. But not before the family spent $67,000 to try to save the dog. Now, they're suing the kennel.
Huh.
And the question is not whether or not the kennel was responsible for the death of the dog. I mean, that doesn't seem to be the question that is at hand here. The question is, how much should the kennel be required to pay for a dog? I mean, do they pay the $67,000, which to me seems a little excessive. I don't know that I would have spent $67,000 to save my 8-year-old dachshund. Maybe some people would. I would not. But then they want to know if they also are asking for money beyond that, because this was they have an emotional loss here, they say. This was a member of our family. We loved this dog, and that dog is gone. It's not like you could just go out and buy us another dog. It wouldn't be the same dog. It wouldn't be the dog that we had a relationship with. It wouldn't be the dog that we came to know and love. And therefore, in addition to the medical bills, we think you owe us something. I guess you would call it for emotional distress, for pain and suffering. And that's the question that's being decided by the Georgia Supreme Court. So my question for you here now is a dog, as the courts have usually held in the past, just a piece of property? Or is it a member of the family? And should you, in a case like this, get emotional payments, payments for your emotional pain and suffering when somebody causes the death of your animal? I want you to weigh in on this. It's a really interesting question. 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. One of the stories that I read on this suggested that in the past, state Supreme Courts, appellate courts have sort of knocked back any kind of effort to pay emotional damages when a pet is lost through somebody's negligence, because they say it's a piece of property. It's just a piece of property. Do you agree with that? Do you disagree with that? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Well, I mean, if we're talking about cats, it's very clear. That would be a different situation altogether.
Yeah, you get a reward, right?
Yeah, you know, listen, you can get a reward if there's enough fewer cats on the planet. Just my personal opinion about that. But as a dog, I mean, the dog is an emotional thing. I mean, people are very, very tied to their dogs. I would never spend $67,000 to save a dog. I also believe that the kennel should pay some damages and should pay some of those medical costs for sure, but I don't know that I would require them to go down the path of emotional pain and suffering and an additional payment because of the emotional loss the family had. I think that's a step too far. I guess I come down where most of the courts have come down so far on this, and that they believe that it's property, and therefore you don't get emotional pain and suffering for a situation like that.
Well, you know, each state does this differently, and that's what's pretty remarkable about this. State of Minnesota says, hey, a dog is property, period. That means fair market value, beginning and end of discussion. That's it.
Yep.
Tennessee caps the special value or sentimental value to the dog or pet at $5,000. Mm-hmm. And say, okay, we'll allow you to get some sort of compensation for sentimental value, but we're not going to get excessive about it. But other states, like California, they've allowed for a dog that was $10 on the market. A jury awarded an owner of a dog $10 for the dog's market value, but then $30,000 for the sentimental value. If you think of your pet as property, then it's market value based. Period. End of discussion. But let me ask you this, Brian. You collect guitars,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So now you would agree that there are guitars. And then there are guitars.
Yes, there are.
And if somebody busted one of your guitars and you sued them to replace that guitar, well, some of those guitars would get a lot different price. Even if that guitar, if the market value was one thing for the guitar, if it had sentimental value.
Well, I'll give you an example of a case like that did happen to me. I had a 65 Mustang.
Okay.
And then I was very proud of that 65.
It's just a month. Car.
It's a car. But, I mean, it has value because it is a very collectible car, right? And then somebody ran into it and destroyed on Christmas Eve one night about five or six cars. And my point was, this is not just a car. Didn't matter.
It was market value based.
I got $1,400.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But wait, if it was a collectible, the market value was worth much higher, right?
I made that argument, but it didn't hold.
Wow. Okay, how about Curtis in Fredericksburg? You're first up on WMA. I'll go, Curtis.
Hey, Curtis.
Yeah, well, first of all, I'd like to say they take on the responsibility for taking care of living, breathing creatures that need medication and need care, just like any other living, breathing creature. So when they don't follow the specific instructions of the owners, I think at the very least they should have to pay back the medical bills, knowing that some people do view their dogs like family members, and they'll do whatever they can to save that dog and not have to lose that dog. And as far as like the emotional stress, I mean, people have been awarded emotional stress for money for emotional stress for way less than losing something that means as much to them as a living animal.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good point, Curtis. We've opened that door, haven't we? And we've set the table for people to get paid a lot more for less than losing a pet like that.
All right, well, listen, more of your calls straight ahead. Right now, it's 5:43.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. U.S. and coalition military forces have continued to strike the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant terrorists in Syria and Iraq.
The strikes were conducted as part of Operation Inherent Resolve, the operation to eliminate the ISIL terrorist group and the threats they pose. Details of the latest strikes, the results of which are based on initial reports, can be found by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for muscle cars, moon pies, and moon landings. For election days and superheroes. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. So if you're active duty, guard, reserve, or retired, you could qualify for a military discount on your car insurance. We've been helping military families save for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much GEICO's military discounts on car insurance could save you. Go to GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Danny Espinosa.
This one going to the bullpen.
Blasts the Braves.
And just like that, the Nats lead.
Frame the Game. Nationals Braves. The series continues tonight at 6:30 on Masson 2. Anthony Rendon.
That ball out to left center.
Locked in with runners on.
The Nats lead.
Frame the Game. Nationals Braves. The series concludes tomorrow at 3:30 on Masson.
More of your calls straight ahead right now. It's 5:45, time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives here on WMAL. Let's check in with Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we do have activity now in the Maryland Beltway on the Beltway Interloop at Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. And it looks like they're actually taking the bus that was involved possibly in the crash coming off of the Beltway. But a lot of activity along the right. So Interloop, Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, stay left to get by. And I'm still watching for fire and rescue units here. They're arriving at the scene. Arrow board there as well. That's really the main thing we have going on right now, the main incident. No problems top side of the Beltway as we head through College Park, Silver Spring, 270, just about the volume. Heading in through our nation's capital, across the 14th Street Bridge, Douglas, 11th Street Bridge. You're going to find that with travel lanes currently open. But again, the Maryland Beltway Interloop as you head past Route 4, heading toward Suitland Parkway and Route 5 over toward the Wilson Bridge. That's where we have that crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty good run here this morning. Skies clear, roads dry, more the same this afternoon as the sunshine sticks around with a little breeze around 60. Tonight clear, down near 42, sunshine seasonably mild tomorrow, 65. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 44 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Renter's Warehouse.
Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis from Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate. Call 202-625-4370.
All right, so in down in Georgia, there's this 8-year-old dachshund. It was a rescue mutt, actually. Goes to the kennel. The kennel screws up and over-medicates the dog. The dog gets sick. They spend $67,000 to try to save the dog, but the dog dies. Now they're suing for the $67,000 and for emotional distress because they lost a member of their family. Is a dog a member of a family, and should they have to pay the kennel the emotional distress costs, or should you look at it, as they have done in some cases, as just a piece of property? 1-888-630-9625. Lauren in Dale City, what do you think about this? You're on with Brian and Larry.
Hey, good morning, guys. If I were on one of the courts hearing this case, my first question would be, how many other members of your family do you put in a kennel?
Yeah, so if you're putting them in a kennel, then there's a different standard, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I would think so, yeah, because if they're willing to put other members of their family in a kennel, they have a bigger problem.
All right, thank you, Lauren. That's an interesting point.
Well, you know, Lauren, I always get nervous when I wade into this because I know that people take the love of their pets very seriously, and I don't want to get in the middle of that. But I do feel like when we start calling our pets family members, that doesn't that diminish the value of actual family members?
Human life, right.
I mean, I remember when I was a kid, and one of my parents would refer to our dog as you know, the daughter that they never had. And it would, I mean, being one of the sons that this parent did have, it sort of annoyed me. It's like, excuse me, there's a difference
I'm
here.
Right here.
Exactly.
That's right. The dog's getting treated better than you were. George in Baltimore County, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas. Another flaming example of an abuse of the justice system. What do you do when your dog dies, Wilson? You go out and you just buy another one, right? Unbelievable. This is why our liability insurance rates are so high, and all lawyers want to be politicians so they can pass laws and people can do crap.
All right,
like
so
this.
Now you have no sympathy, George, for this family. They put this dog in these professionals' care. They said, hey, we'll take care of your dogs. We're professionals. We're vets. And then they totally neglected the dog and they killed the dog. You have no.
They are entitled to compensation for value of the dog. That's it. Emotional suffering. Get out of here. Go out and buy another dog with the money that they get. That's it. That's all they're entitled to. This is ridiculous.
But it wouldn't.
Come on.
But it wouldn't.
Thank you, George.
It wouldn't be Lola.
That doesn't matter. I love callers like George because they say the things that I want to say, and then I don't get the emails. It's great. Thank you, George.
Let's go to Jack in Southern Maryland. You're on with Brian and Larry. Hello, Jack.
Good morning. How's everybody?
Great. I'm good. What do you think?
The last guy has never owned a dog, obviously. And I don't go down on the bleeding heart side of it where, oh, my God, but there is an emotional attachment. On the other hand, the $67,000 they own, you know, kidney failure is painful. They didn't ask the dog if the dog wanted to go through all that. They're not owed a penny on that. That was their decision. The emotional support or emotional pain, a little bit, yeah.
Well, this is why it's a complicated issue and why the Georgia Supreme Court is taking it up now.
And why we've been talking about it.
That's right.
It's now 5:50 on WMAL. Hey, you know what? That means it's time to check in with El Rushbo.
A political novice in Florida, Democrat Tim Canova, is turning heads in his long-shot attempt to unseat the head of the DNC, Debbie Blabbermouth Schultz. In just 3 months, Canova, with little name recognition, has raised over $500,000, and suddenly he's becoming a threat and a pest. Now, recently, he set a staffer to get video of a local event attended by the Blabbermouth Schultz campaign. As the staffer was recording, a Blabbermouth aide ripped the cell phone out of his hand. According to Canova, when the aide once again tried to record the event, the aide grabbed the phone and shoved it down the guy's pants. Since Debbie Blabbermouth Schultz is who she is, her aide will not be charged with misdemeanor battery. No way. There won't be a drive-by media frenzy about her aide manhandling the guy. A bunch of male journalists will not write letters condemning such thuggish, uncivil behavior. It's Democrats, after all. But Canova is clearly getting under their skin. Now, maybe that's because he's using the Bernie Sanders playbook on Debbie Blabbermouth. Most of the money he raised has come from small donations. He bills himself as an activist who's trying to shake up the rigged political system that puts Wall Street first, and he's inviting Democrat voters to join the revolution. Now, so far, the Democrat establishment has been treating Canova's campaign as a joke. But if this guy keeps raising serious money, they're going to stop laughing, and Blabbermouth will have to shut up.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Hey, you getting a new phone? Well, you're not alone. You know, every 2 seconds, one of us accidentally breaks our phone. So protecting the phones in your family, it's a smart idea. But if you have insurance from one of the big cell phone carriers, you're paying way too much. Stop overpaying. Switch to Square Trade phone protection today and start saving hundreds of dollars. The cell phone companies can charge $11 a month for phone insurance, plus up to $199 deductible. When you break your phone, Square Trade family protection plans are less than $5 a month per phone. A family of four can save over $500 a year. So protect your new phone with Square Trade. Stop overpaying and protect all the phones in your family with Square Trade instead. Visit SquareTrade.com. That's SquareTrade.com.
Square Trade does not cover lost or stolen items. Savings based on 2-year iPhone plan with one claim compared to Assurian total equipment coverage as of August 2015.
Boy, I wish these bags under my eyes would go away. Does that sound like you? Is that you every morning or every night before you go to sleep? You know, instead of looking at yourself in the mirror every morning or every night before you go to sleep and just complaining about the bags under your eyes, you know what you could do? You could take out a little bit of this little Genucel gel and just rub it right on those bags right before you go to bed. And then when you wake up in the morning after you wash your face, you just rub a little bit more of that Genucel gel on those bags. And you know what? Before you know it, you won't be seeing those bags under your eyes. That's right. Genucel uses plant stem cell technology. It is all natural. And it's guaranteed. Now, I use it. I love it. It's worked for me. And with its instant effects, you're going to see results in the first 12 hours, or you get your money back. It's guaranteed. Now, during Chamonix's spring clearance sale, Chamonix's going to double your order absolutely free. Call them, please, 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Order now, and Chamonix will upgrade you to free shipping. That's for a limited time only. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
Far, far away lies a mysterious place called the Warehouse of the Unexpected. No one orders from this warehouse, but oh, does it deliver. Shipments of fate sent to cause property damage, accidents, and disruption for small businesses everywhere. Torn carpeting to make your customers trip and fall. Faulty pipes that lead to water damage. Lightning bolts ready to knock your power out for days. Is it fair? Is it stoppable? No. But when the unexpected strikes, the Hartford helps more than 1 million small businesses prevail, earning top marks year after year for a superior claims experience. When the unexpected strikes, will you be ready? Ask your agent for the Hartford by name or visit thehartford.com/prevail. Coverage subject to policy terms. Coverage provided by Hartford Fire and Affiliates.
It's 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway Interloop, if you're heading from Forestville and over toward the Wilson Bridge, crash. Interloop at Route 4 and only the left lane gets by. Now, a lot of activity happening here. Please tell me multiple cars involved in this crash. So, again, coming around, say, from 214 Central Avenue, keep alert because up ahead, you'll hit those delays and you're narrowed down to one lane. That's the biggest problem we have going on right now. For Virginia, it's just been about some of that volume growing from Manassas into Centerville on 66, 95, pushing north through Stafford, Dale City to Woodbridge, and again in Newington, but lanes there are all reported open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We look good, should feel okay, although a little bit below normal in terms of daytime highs today. Clear this morning, sunny this afternoon, and high close to 60. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigeon from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 44 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
Hello, this is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, if you must move from your home, be sure to at least inventory your important personal property. Video with narration works fine. Number two, don't be lured into a confrontation or an argument. Walk away. Don't hand your wife an opportunity for an order of protection. And number three, always take time to prepare for hearings and depositions. Insist on a prep meeting, whether your lawyer thinks you need it or not. And finally, make sure that you've secured your private records, your email accounts, etc. If in doubt, set new passwords. For more info, check out dadsdivorce.com. It's a great resource, and it's free.
Call the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Virginia attorneys. A partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. That's 571-446-0000. Or visit online at cordellcordell.com. Offices in Fairfax and Arlington.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Trinoxid is an option that is completely private and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their high prices and insurance limitations. After years of studies, Trinoxid has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA-approved labs and packed with 17 highly potent and powerful ingredients, including the breakthrough all-natural compound ZMA-2000. Trinoxid is protected by two U.S. patents. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and our secret weapon by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now to find out how to get your free supply of Trinoxid before it runs out. Call 800-971-6763. That's 800-971-6763. Call now and we'll also give you our enhancement cream free as our gift to you. Call 800-971-6763. 1-800-971-6763.
The crap in Washington is going to come to a screeching halt when you elect Dave Wallace to the U.S. Senate. He is not a politician.
Hi, I'm Dave Wallace, a businessman, a family man, a lifelong Marylander. I'll fight to cut your tax rate, cut deficits, debt, and regulation, bring great jobs back to Maryland, secure our borders, and prohibit unscreened refugees into Maryland. Go to davewallace.us. Vote Dave Wallace in the Maryland primary, April 26th. Dave Wallace for U.S. Senate.
Sponsored by Dave Wallace for U.S. Senate.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Coming up on WMAL.
New poll is disturbing about how Arab men feel about ISIS. We'll talk to Seb Gorka about it.
There are frustrated blue crabs in the Chesapeake Bay, but there are a lot of them. I'll explain that coming up in Critter News. Right now at 6 o'clock.